for some reason, I can't help thinking of a Western. The quiet, empty streets at noon. Only mad dogs, Englishmen, and the midday sun keep my imagination company, like a dream that doesn't end. You're far from here, where the dust builds, dunes. I hate metaphor. I don't understand similes. They don't do anything for me. It's just sometimes my mind drifts to other places, as my friend Bethany calls them, the cracks between the cracks. I might just slide in, but I think my gut might get stuck, and then someone would have to call the grammar police, who constantly hound me, or the full stop brigade, berating me for using them too much or too little. I can't do no right. I cannot sing my song, because I haven't got one. The songs I write are for other voices, rather than my imagined one. I'd find a hook. I'd do that key change from major to minor, but I'd rather keep clacking away at my mental typewriter, the part of me that is always on record. I wrote to a friend this morning that I long for things to rail against, things to fight, that I am a natural agitator. I can find no peace, because there is no peace in me. I'd say I'm a wanderer, but I'm not down with that hippie shit. Life is a journey without sat-nav, though I'd happily be your satellite. Maybe tonight I'll romantically stare at the night sky and wonder if you are too. But to be honest, 300 is on, so I'll watch that on telly and wonder how on earth you haven't seen it yet. Christ, it's from 2007. Even though I've got it on DVD and Blu-ray too, because ad breaks are useful for pissing and shitting in, things that people don't often mention in poems. But I'd like to change that. It's not a minor life goal, but it's not a major one either.